out, y'all. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.
If there's one thing that I like more than my countdown app that's on my phone, lots of different countdowns on it, it's Christmas Day. And we've only got 16 days to go.
Let's get amongst it and get excited. Oh,
can't wait.
Or try 16 to. Days.
And did you know, FYI, it's my birthday this time next week. So it's all in one.
It's all counting down for everything now.
The festive season. So whenever I get mail, usually it's a downer because it's bills. But around this time of the year, a lot of people send me Christmas cards or birthday cards with cash in. So I'm always keen to check the mail. And yesterday I received not one, not two, but three Christmas cards in the mail, which was pretty cool. And it kind of makes me feel guilty though, because I think, ugh, I really should be sending Christmas cards to people. But I get really lazy and I get lazy to post. Because in the past I've written Christmas cards outright.
Yep.
And I've put them all in envelopes and I've addressed them all. I've gone to the hassle of tracking down everyone's address. And then I just don't post them because I forget, or I don't feel like walking to the post office.
You got more important things to do than worry about sending bits of paper, which could have stayed on the tree and saved it.
Wouldn't have stayed on the tree because it's already cut up in the shop, see? So I just had to buy it. I'm just making use of it.
I think that everyone needs to stop sending Christmas cards and stat. This is something that's really, really outdated and really needs to be put a stop to, because you get three. How many did you get last year? About the same point?
God, or maybe five. And so we've still got, like, what, 2-3 weeks to go. 16 days, in fact, to go till Christmas. So I'm still going to get plenty more. This is just, like, my grandma and some elderly sort of relatives, Mark's auntie and uncle.
You've got it right there. Elderly people are still sending Christmas cards. The young, hip, and more in tune with reality people like ourselves, just jump on Facebook or make a phone call.
I'm sorry.
Or a text message.
Anybody that describes themselves as young and hip clearly is not.
You get what I'm saying,
though,
right?
Yeah, I do. I have to agree, really. But I still like the idea of it. See, with the Christmas cards, I don't chuck them away. I hang them on our Christmas tree. And it looks really cool cards on a Christmas tree.
And how long until after Christmas do you throw them out?
When I put the tree down, so that's like
July.
March.
April. All right, so you reckon Christmas cards still should be sent out?
Definitely. I don't think they're outdated at all. I think it's great. We want to know what you reckon.
Mick on 13, 12, 16, do you reckon Christy cards are outdated?
Yeah, Brownie, you should stop being the Christmas Grinch just because no one sends you any cards.
Yes! Oh, that's probably Brownie's. That's probably why he's so sad about Christmas cards.
Look, family and friends send to me. I open up and go, oh, Merry Christmas from such and such. Sweet, cool. Bang. Ends up on a shelf somewhere and I throw it out.
Brownie, stop being a Christmas Grinch. Just because you don't get cards doesn't mean everyone out there sends
them out. So agreed.
You reckon that Christmas cards should be sent out still for years and years to come?
Well, it's any time of the year that I get mail, so yep.
Oh, all right. Maybe time to get some more friends or more bills.
Indeed. We've got Big J on 13, 12, 16. What do you reckon?
Have you guys seen the Christmas cards where you open it up and Santa Claus does a little jig and all that sort of thing?
No, that's awesome.
Well, you get them down from Melbourne, so maybe if Rocky stopped living in 1974, not with the times, and stopped sending plain Christmas cards, you know, that they'd be fine. So
right, so if it's like a jingly kind of one that makes a sound or Santa dancing in it, it's okay. But if it's the plain ones, get rid of them?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who wants to see the plain ones that you can pick up for 10 cents on January 3rd, you know? I mean, put a bit more effort into it. The same with birthday cards. Does anyone want a plain birthday card anymore? You want singing, dancing, birthday cards, you know? Christmas is exactly the same.
True.
Mm.
But I don't like paying $10 for those singing cards.
They're pricey, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you send them off to people. Once again, they open up, it's all jingly, and it's got sounds like this in the background.
I love that.
And then after Christmas ends, you feel guilty for throwing them away.
Oh, no, you don't. They've done their purpose. They've sat on the Christmas tree for a couple of weeks. I don't think people mind. Although I'm guilty of collecting cards. I do have scrapbooks at home.
Oh, God, no.
With my favourite.
Stop.
So I go through at the end of Christmas or birthdays, and, like, if anyone writes, to EJ and Mark, happy birthday, love so-and-so. Bin.
Yep.
But if they write a personalised message, I'll store it and keep it.
Dear EJ and Mark, have not seen you in years. Where's my lawnmower?
Bin.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.